This is Utah Public Radio. It's time again for our weekly movie review. Our film guru, KCT Allen, joins us in studio. Hi, KC.
Hello.
You saw the critically acclaimed and much talked about film A Star Is Born. Can't wait to hear your take.
A Star Is Born is a remake of a well-known story that's been told in three previous films, all with the same title. First in 1937 with Janet Gaynor, in 1954 with Judy Garland, and in 1976 with Barbra Streisand. This 2018 version has Bradley Cooper playing an established rock star who meets a working-class waitress, played by Lady Gaga, who has hopes of singing stardom. It doesn't take long for the world-weary rock veteran to help the fresh ingenue develop her songwriting, believe in herself, and find fame. But while the young woman's star rises, her weathered man struggles with alcoholism as his music career trickles down the drain. This tearjerker is Bradley Cooper's directorial debut, and he puts a lot of emphasis on the loving, tempestuous, ever-changing relationship between the leading man and woman, and how their relationship is shaped by their fame. It felt a bit contrived or affected at times. There are so many dramatic close-ups of Lady Gaga's face with one lonely tear slowly trickling down her cheek. I thought, this is getting a little bit overdone. But you cannot ignore the fact that both of the leading stars perform beautiful original songs throughout the film, and a surprising, brilliant, restrained performance by Sam Elliott helps add honesty and emotional depth.
Do you think this film is Oscar-bound?
I would say it's definitely bound for the Golden Globes. Not quite Oscars, but good enough for the Golden Globes.
Okay, Casey, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.